Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, man, oh man, oh man, back in the saddle again with my, he's riding shotgun. Victor's riding shotgun. Hate to tell you this. I said to my wife last night, I don't think he's going home. What am I going to do? I don't think he's going home. Had a great weekend, man. We had a great, great weekend. And, got some videos to show you today. Got some testimonies today. We'll do a little bit of Bible in there, but I just know that there are a lot of people who are in the queue. I see there's 27 of us in here now. People who are here, whose hearts are full of what took place this week. We'll try to do a little bit of a breakdown to it. We had the most we had a great turnout. I couldn't have been more pleased with the turnout. A lot of people did some growing up, and I just want to do a recap of the weekend. I want to tip my hat to the sweetest, greatest little wife anybody ever had. The behind the scenes work that my wife was doing was, you know, it's crazy. We were moving around about. You say, Coach, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this all hands on deck. We were moving around upwards of 75 people in 10 different vehicles, 15 different vehicles, from location to location to location to location. Where we were about 30 miles from the venue. So we were outside of town of Columbus, and every 2 days we had to drive into Columbus. There's all kinds of things going on in Columbus. It's the 12th largest city in America. We take 75 people. And we put 75 people on the streets. And I'm telling you, we only had, I only lost a couple of them. Now, we found them. We got separated. And I felt really, really badly about it. I'll talk about that here in a minute. But to think that we were able to herd these cats, 75 people, around and manipulate and move from one location in Columbus to another location and back to the camp and then to another location and then... And not lose them was, and you know, some people grumble, Victor, some people grumble about not organized enough. Now, you're the same people that didn't even tell me you were coming. Some of you, I didn't even know you were coming. What do you mean I'm not organized enough? Everybody ate? It was great. And I got to tell you, Mike Blake, I don't know if Mike's listening. No, he doesn't listen live. The venue that he allowed us to use, his family place right there on Buckeye Lake, and we camped there, and he opened up the home there and let people sleep in that home. We used all of his facilities and tables, and oh, man. Tom Gill at the gathering let us use some chairs and some different things. Folks, I'm telling you, it was remarkable for a guy who wasn't very organized. He's pretty organized.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, George. Made it home, huh, bud?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, man. So enjoyed the weekend and being with all my brothers and sisters. Hey, I got to tell you this. Boy, was it organized. And I got to just say this because he probably doesn't get a lot of credit. But Gary Pierce was unbelievable. He was a man behind the scenes. He had every I dotted, every T crossed. So, Gary, just a big thanks for all you did, as well as Michelle and all the other servers.
See, Gary's anal. Gary doesn't want to know. Gary not only wants to go from 1 to 10, he wants to make sure number 2 is written down, number 3 is written down. Tie your shoes here, tighten your belt here, get the your tie out of the way on this one. Make sure your hat's backwards at this one. And I say, listen, Gary, we're just going to go. We're going to get in the car and we're going to go. But Gary's anal. He needs to know every time that thing measures the mileage. He needs to know every click, every click. And so he was a real, what would be the word, buffer? That don't operate that way. But we did well. We did well. Tip my cap to him and Mike Blake and my old buddy Norm. And Norm, I appreciate you showing up more than you ever know. Norm's the most loyal guy. God bless Norm. Hey, Jared, let's start out right here today. Where do you want me to go, Lord? All right. Jared, I just sent it to you. It says group photo. Can you throw that up on there? And I want you guys to see this. I'm going to open. Listen, it's going to be a lot of people talking here today, okay? I want you to look at this. Now, this isn't all of them. This is just the people that were at the camp. There are about 75 of them. This is taken Rob Pugh. He's anal, too. He wants pictures all the time. So thank God, Rob, you're anal. So Rob got this picture. And I'm looking over at my list here. I'm going to read down. Now, I hope I don't miss anybody. I got four pages. Bear with me. Hey, somebody out there, you ready to count the number of states that were represented? Now, look, I'm going to read the name, and it's not going to match the face, okay? O.J. Eastwood from Kentucky. Larry Richardson and his grandson from South Carolina. Gary and Debbie Williams from Oregon. Drove 4 days from Oregon to be here. They got lost on down to Gay Pride Parade. My fault. I apologize. All I can do is say I'm sorry. Tim Gingrich from Battle Creek. Mike Blake from right here. David Davis from Texas. Don Voss Jr. from Wisconsin. Mike and Edie Swanson and their two sons from Indiana. Chad Estes from Texas. Michelle from Texas. Greg J. from Mansfield, Ohio. Jeff Nell from Reno, Nevada. Yeah, you heard me there, Reno, Nevada. David Snyder from Parts Unknown, someplace down in the hills of Kentucky. Marty Kelly from Texas. Am I writing these states down? Victor from who knows where? El Paso. Gail Corey from, I want to say Carolina, but I'm probably wrong. Gail?
South Carolina.
Yeah. Gail, her son Corey. Constanzo from down there. Penny Miller from Penny. God bless you, Penny. From Wisconsin. David Arthur from hell. He's been saved from hell. That's why I say that. David Arthur, he's been saved from hell. That's where he used to be. George Lewis and Paul Webb, who came in from Oklahoma. Rich Wallace from Indiana. Surge. Big old Surge. Surge came in from Buffalo. Mark Trump his truck's broke down. He's sitting someplace in West Virginia right now. No, his wife came and got him. He's probably home. Mark Trump made it from Virginia. No, Rob and Lisa Pugh and their daughter Jennifer from Wisconsin. Kevin Anderson, local. Roger Weaver from Parts Unknown. Chris Fletcher and his family from Ohio. Ray LeBlanc from wherever you need Ray to be from. Gary Pierce. Craig Apkemeyer from Shell Knob, Missouri. Ryan Duncan from Georgia. John Dislin from Georgia. Not together. Jeff Klein from Ohio. Brian Cunningham, Texas. James Edwards didn't make it. Sorry, James. Ashley Siebel and her daughter, her sister. That's not daughter, sorry. Erlen, they're from Ohio. Dale Socia from Louisiana. John Miller from, John, I forget where you're from. Kim Miller. John, they're in my car all the time, John and Kim. I can't believe I can't remember where they're from. Gary Donahoe and his wife. I see a beautiful blonde face. Gary, I forget you. Wish you. Alan Hoyle drove in from North Carolina. Sandy Ashley from Colorado. Johnny Brickeen from Missouri, Mississippi. Go, Johnny, go. Ron Brock from Washington, D.C. Karen Donahoe, there she is. Hey, Karen. Peter LaBarbera from Chicago. And I know I've forgotten others. Anybody count the states? Amazing. There they are. There they are right there in front. Look at that crew, huh? Washington, George and Deborah from Washington. They'll put up in the screen. I know I forgot someone. Folks, this is an amazing group. And I'm going to let them bear testimony to somebody said 19 plus DC, 20. I'm forgetting somebody. There's Big John. Look how tall he is, seven foot. He came in. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I know there was 22, so there's another state. I don't know who it was that we're missing. And it was unbelievable. So there it is. There's our team picture. Look at that ugly guy there, Victor. Look at him. So let me set the scenario. Then I'm going to open up and let people get in here. Mark Trump's joined us. God bless you, Mark. Glad you're in here. Folks, listen. I'm going to turn to Victor here real quick. This is a life-changing experience. Don't take it from me. I'm going to give some of these people to come in and tell you. And I try to tell us week after week, day after day after day, if you get out and you engage the enemy, it is a life-changing experience. We had the most unbelievable. I've been going to the abortion clinics for forever. It's like been the most unbelievable. What an experience at the abortion. Well, I'm just telling you, what an experience. We started out at the mosque on Friday. And the most amazing thing, I got some videos. I'm going to show you all this. I got to get this out of me. When we got at the mosque on Friday at noon, there were about 500 people already waiting for us at the mosque. And they weren't Muslims. As we dumped our guys off. They were all out on shirts like Victor. We were all dressed in uniform. And we dropped off down, pulled off on the street where the mosque was, and we dropped everybody out of the van, out of the cars. And when we looked up the hill to the mosque, the other side of the street was jam-packed with people. 500. I'm just telling you. Most of them looked like me, white guys. Most of them were. I mean, Muslims there. And they're all standing out on the Muslim and standing out on the street. And I got a bunch of guys like Victor, who've never done anything like this at all. And we jump out of the car, and there is the enemy standing, waiting for us to come. And I had to go park my car, and I said, hey, just walk up the hill. Walk up the hill. Had Dale Social with me. I knew they were going to be okay. Just walk up the hill. And these guys, I know they were wet in their pants. I know their knees were not. Like little tin soldiers, man, they marched up that hill carrying this. I'm going to show you a video of it here. And the encounter at the mosque changed immediately because we weren't witnessing the Muslims. There weren't any Muslims. We were witnessing to, are you ready for this? To women, white Anglo-Saxon leftist women who are out there defending Islam. Now, time out a minute. Does anybody know what the culture of Islam does to women? There were homosexuals out there standing against the hate. We were the hate. 500 of them on the other street. And we walked up that hill. I'm going to show you the video here, man. We walked up the hill, and we stood across the street, and we stared down the enemy. And Dale Socha, God bless Pastor Dale Socha, started strumming that God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. And we stilled the – it was powerful. We stilled the Avenger. And we started preaching to them. Folks, we thought we were going to run into Muslims, and we run into leftists, humanists, leftists. Wait a minute. Guys with, what do they call those? Roman collars, pastors on the other side trying to show us how real Christians did it. See, real Christians go and stand with the Muslims. Right, Victor? Real, that's what they wanted us to do. And so we were there for about an hour. It was really, really good. A lot of dialogue going on back and forth.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Victor.
I don't know about that Jerry thing. This guy had like the long hair with a little ponytail. He come up here, had this crazy look in his eye. And then he was just, you know, playing with his beard. Old guy, probably about the same age as me. Portly guy just walking in there and then just looking at the coach with this crazy look.
That was go to my Facebook page, Jared. Keep going, Ben.
And you know, and then I don't know if it was an imam but there was a guy with a yarmulke, Jewish hat, portly guy there standing with him, side by side.
Trying to tell us how to be Christians.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're trying to tell us that we're the haters and their love, but their love is only like a Trojan horse. It's disguised. Inside of that love, there's a lot of hate.
Well, not only that, it's the imbalanced gospel, folks. It's not just love, 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 love. It's crazy, the ideology. Jared, go to my personal page. Folks, I'm doing the best I can. I don't have a lot of video. In fact, I don't have much video of the parade because I couldn't get a signal out. It was just 500,000 people, whatever, down there, and there's only so much space on the web. Jared, let's go to right there, Jared, that first video on my page. There it is. Okay, now, folks, I want you to watch this. We're not going to watch all this, but this is what I'm describing. Everybody else, I said, you guys walk up top of the hill. I parked the car. So now I'm walking up to the people, and I want you to see our crew. I'm so proud of these folks. This is the first time any of them had ever been on the streets like this. And when they get out and they got to walk up the hill, there's 500 people on the other side. And they marched right into the lion's den. Go ahead and play that, Jared.
Here we go. Hi, folks. I'm walking down the street here. We're live outside the mosque here in Columbus, Ohio. I'll wait for more of you to get here because it's a remarkable thing to see.
I was doing a live Facebook. So I'm waiting for more people to get here.
We have quite a few people. We dropped them off, so I'm walking right now to try to catch up to them.
Muslim people, that's a Muslim neighbor. And they were in
the... If you look on the other side... The amazing thing, the people who have turned out are not Muslims. They're witches and homosexuals and all kinds of people. So just kind of watch what's going on here. And I'm going to... Listen, we're going to try to do a...
This is live and raw as it's happening.
Here's our crew.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you.
I need a sign, man.
They need to see you. Open up the eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of their heart, Lord. Open the eyes of their heart. They need to see you.
Hey, brother. Good to see anybody.
They need to see you.
So what you see right here, right now, folks, is the clashing of the kingdoms. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of dark.
And the folks, there are no Muslims there. But
we have yielded the streets to the kingdom of darkness.
Can you guide Pastor Bill in? He's close.
It's Olentangy River Road. Time to get off Olentangy River Road. And come right down Olentangy Road, and it'll be Riverview Drive. So,
the mosque.
Because what we see, the left, the left has been owning the streets. And what's happened, see, is the Christians have gone in the closet, inside the closet, and the deviants have all come out. The deviants now fill the streets. And so, as you see, we if you're watching this right now, go ahead and share it with your friend. You can just go down on your Facebook page and hit share and let people see what happens when the light confronts the darkness. And as you see, I want you to see this, folks. It's not Muslims out here. You understand this? Not Muslims standing out here. Those people over there aren't Muslims. We're in front of the mosque. And
they
it's
have
not.
Eyes, but they do not see.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
If their eyes were open, they would see the glory of God who has called them into the life of holiness.
Amen.
And so, Father, as it says in the Gospel of John, no man comes to the Father. Least you draw. God, there's nothing that we can do. There's not a sign that we can hold. There's not a thing that we can demonstrate. Lord, unless you plow up their hearts and let them realize that they were created in your image and in your likeness. But God, they have chosen otherwise. To live the life of debauchery, to live the life
that's
of
a
sin.
Lie.
Father, we are praying
that's
in Jesus' name.
The demons are starting to come out there.
Fill up those hearts, Father.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we might see the holiness of God.
Yes. Amen.
Call them to a life of holiness.
Hallelujah.
Call them to that
Amen.
Life that says, be holy, for I am holy.
Just like
Amen. Father, we are praying, God, that you will plow up their hearts.
Amen.
That the word of God, which is the very seed, Father, might be planted. And Father, we might not see the fruit today. Your word says we'll plant what we won't reap. But it also says that we will reap what we haven't planted. And Father, if it would be for one person that is weighing in the balance today between life and death, God is so simple. He says in Deuteronomy, I set before you life and death.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life and death. And he says, choose life that it might go well with you. Choose life that it might go well with you. Choose life that it might go well with you. Father, we are praying in Jesus' name.
Lord, and God, pause it a minute, folks. Pause it a minute. Folks, listen. Understand this. This is sheep and goats. Those people on the other side are from some type of interface organization in Columbus. They're goats. They have a form of godliness, and they deny the power thereof. Isn't the Lord unbelievable that we went to the witness to the mosque, and instead we get to witness to the goats? It's unbelievable what the Lord set up for us. Keep playing it. Just a couple more minutes.
Under heaven, given amongst men, that you might be saved. And that name is?
Jesus.
What's that name?
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus. And so I see, after I see the signs, love conquers hate. I got to tell you something. Oh, I feel the love emanating from you over there. I feel the love towards us. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror at yourself. Look at you. Look at you. Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Some of you are living out vain religion. Flat, vain, empty religion. Some of you are out here, believe it or not, believing that a man having sexual relationships with a man is the same as marriage. It's the same as marriage. Are you kidding me? I understand why a man who's having sex with a man may want to call that marriage. What's wrong with the rest of you? Have you lost your mind? Do you believe that a man can all of a sudden decide he's going to be a woman? And a woman can all of a sudden decide she's going to be a man? Have you not studied science? What is the matter with you folks? What is the matter with you folks? Hey, you can turn your backs all you want to. You can put your signs up in front of the face. You are going to stand before a holy and righteous God, and you are going to give an account for every deed you ever did. Turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus.
Okay, Dale, you can shut that. Or Jared, you can shut that down. Can you believe it? We're preaching to the goats. The Lord brought the goats to us, folks. We went for the Muslims, and he brought the goats. I'm going to open it up and let somebody jump in. God, I've taken 23 minutes already. So
goats,
we did.
That was fantastic, brother.
Thanks. Benny had to be there, man. You had to be there. Somebody that was there, come in and talk to me here.
Well, real simple, Coach. We talked about it that day. Was we went there with the intentions of disrupting their prayer. They canceled their prayer.
They
but the
did
wicked
not have
flee.
Mm-hmm.
The wicked flee when no one pursues, and
Amen.
The righteous stand bold as a lion.
Amen. Amen. Dale, you were studly, man. You were awesome. Somebody else, come on in here. Somebody bear testimony to this weekend. Somebody who came, bear testimony. Larry, hold your powder, Larry. I feel you wanting to come in here. Somebody else hadn't shot any gunpowder. Come on in here.
Well, I guess I'll say something, Coach.
How about it, Serge?
I got a little problem walking, so I stayed back by the cars. We were parked in a parking lot where we shouldn't have been parked, so I was just making sure that they weren't going to get towed away. And when the cops came, I was amazed how many of them showed up very quickly. But what was amazing was the amount of gays and lesbians that were driving by us and, you know, calling me number one, and the vile things that they were doing and saying. I didn't even want to video it.
In support of the Muslims, who would cut off their heads if they had the chance, right, Serge?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to him. I was with John. I forgot his last name, but
no matter.
He was excellent, very bigger than me, and he was very calm.
John Disler, 7-footer, 7-foot tall, big John.
But, very, very calm, very cool. Just telling him the love of Jesus, and it was mind blowing. I only saw maybe 3 or 4 Muslims driving by.
It's a Muslim neighborhood, George. We didn't say that. There's apartments around there. It's a Muslim neighborhood. And they stayed inside. They had the chance to come out. They didn't even come out. It was amazing, wasn't it?
No, they didn't. It was just all gays and lesbians.
Okay, Serge, well, I got you right there. Talk about the impact on you on the weekend. All of it. The whole kit and caboodle. Hang on, Serge. Folks, we went to the mosque. Then we went to we went to the gay workout place, the bathhouse.
Bathhouse.
And then we went to Mike Pence's in town. We went down and confronted the homos again. And then the next morning, we went to the abortion clinic. What a story! Then we went to the parade. Serge, just encapsulate the experience.
The whole experience, my heart was broken for the little children. That really bothered me the most. Adults.
Amen,
bringing their little children there.
At
least adults, they have the choice to do and say what they want. But these little children, and I'm talking infants to, you know, 10, 11, 12, all the way up, you know, 14-year-olds, whatever. But just for them to have to see that and they have to accept it because they think it's right, it was mind-blowing for me.
The devil's eating our children. Folks, the devil is eating our children. We haven't even got to the gay pride parade. The devil's eating our children. Bless you, Serge. Boy, Mike Blake sure fell in love with you, buddy. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah,
he testified that. Great relationship.
Wife, Bonnie, were amazing. To a
agree. What needs to be done.
What a beautiful place it was. And for them to open their doors to, you know, strangers at first, but realizing that we're all brothers and sisters, it was an amazing place.
All right, Serge, quit hogging the camera. Somebody else.
Hey, Coach. Else?
Yeah, George.
What? A couple things that really hit me is, you know what, when you have hot for the Lord and you have hot heathens for the Lord, the hot Christians will win every time. But when you have hot heathens and lukewarm Christians, the hot heathens win every time.
George,
and really, that,
oh, George.
George, that this is what we're seeing in our culture. See, is I'm telling you, this thing would be a slam dunk if people that really said, I'm a Christian, would engage in the culture and do what Jesus said. The heathens would have no chance. So that was my take. That was one of my takes from the weekend.
Hot heathens conquer lukewarm Christians. Hot Christians conquer hot pagans. George, that's the statement of the day. Next person, come on in. Somebody come on in here.
Coach, this is David. Yes. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
My first time at anything like this. And my impression of it is you really don't understand evil until you attend, especially the Sodomite parade. You really don't understand evil until you attend an event like this. This is what we're up against, brothers and sisters. This is a spiritual warfare that we need to rage against them and stand, do not falter.
Amen. Amen, David. Changed you, didn't it, David? Changed you.
Yeah, it changed me, Coach. It really did.
Somebody else, come on in here. Come on. Testify time.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
This is Paul from Oklahoma.
Paul Webb from Oklahoma. He came all the way from Oklahoma with George. Amen. Go, Paul.
Well, I just want to say it was a great weekend, and it opened my eyes to a lot of evil that's out there. And I was sharing it with my wife last night about what I experienced, and particularly about that one thing that I shared Saturday night about my daughter. And what it just hit home to me, and seeing all those little kids, and there's a lot of those kids were just looked confused. It's like, what in the world am I doing here? You know, and
hang on a second, Paul. Paul's talking about, we'll show you some video here in a second, and the homosexual pride parade, these little kids, 6, 7, 8 years old, riding in wagons, walking down the street. And Paul had the opportunity to make eye contact with one of these little girls in the parade. And share that, Paul. What did you see in her eyes when you made that contact?
I saw a lot of confusion. She looked right at me, and it's almost like she was like, I actually saw almost like my daughter, you know, and she almost looked like my daughter. She was very tall, and I guess she's with her father, and she made eye contact with me, and I made eye contact with her, and she kept her eyes on me, and she just had a look on her like confusion, like, I don't really want to be here. And it's just like, you think how many of these kids are just being dragged into this, you know, situation. Yep. And, you know, it's, you know, these men just walking around with their kids and as if they're doing something great. Hey, Paul, and I'm like, hey,
Paul, how about the public schools? They had a school bus in it. The teachers union was marching in it. The Columbus City schools were marched. It's wicked, isn't it, Paul? They're eating.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
devil is devouring our children.
Yeah, it's scary. And then you see all those companies that support it. And, you know, my company, the one I work for, had a big old float. You know, it's just, it's like you think, you know, what have we done? You know, what have we done as a church? We've not acknowledged, we haven't gotten in the battle. And,
and we fed our children into the mouth of the beast. We fed our children right into that beast, right?
Right. Like Dale says.
Kids, young kids.
Yeah. It's like Dale says, you send them to Caesar and they become little Romans, you know?
Yep. We saw
it. So that's what happens. But I just want to say it was a great weekend. And I don't want to hog up all the time, but it was just a great weekend. It changed my life and just – totally different perspective on how to engage the enemy, you know, and
you got to see him first, don't you, Paul? You got to see him first.
Yes. Yes, first. Definitely.
Hang in there. Thanks, Paul. I got an unbelievable story to tell about the abortion clinic, but I better invite Victor in here because he wanted to add something to say. Go ahead, Victor. Mic's yours.
Well, after going to the parade, after going to the abortion clinic, that clinic was so absolutely bizarre. It looked like they were giving away free gifts. And the thing that makes you just wonder is all this intentional killing of children. We went like probably like 1 for 25. But you know what? The focus wasn't on the 25 that we lost. The focus was on the one glorious couple that we were able to
rescue a baby.
Yes. Amen. That's the whole point. Because you see, the Lord works in mysterious ways. The Lord he knows tomorrow, and he saw all those people coming in. And let me tell you, that was something that was just so outstanding. It touched my heart. Sandy was doing just a knockdown job. And then Brian Cunningham, he got in there and he was meeting them as they were driving up. They had this one girl that probably could curl 100-pound dumbbells with each hand. She was pretty buffed and all. And that little Terminator, that's the one that was going up there and trying to dissuade us. You had the demon rat, Michelle. She was all over it. I don't know how that girl gets and cuts us off at the pass. She meets us everywhere we were at.
Don't give her any credit. Don't give her any credit. She's wicked and unsaved, and she needs the Lord.
She does need the
so
Lord.
So, folks, hang on. Jared, go to my Facebook page. Victor, I hate to cut you off, but that's my job. Okay, now, hey, let's go to the next picture here, Jared. The next video rolling, because, folks, I want you to see this. This is outside the clinic. That's not it. Is that it? That's going to pop up. Yeah, it's on my Facebook page. My Facebook page. That's right. Isn't it right there?
No, that was the bathhouse, the other one, but that, I think that's the one that you need right there.
Right there's the one I need, Jared. It's set. What time? 9:14. Got a picture. Now, folks, listen. I want you to understand this. Hang on right there, Jared. I know some of you want to testify, and I'll give you a chance. But I've been doing this, going to these clinics for 18 years, and I can't even tell you what I saw happen. First of all, the number of people coming in to kill their babies was like, it's like the Lord had everybody came to the same day so we could get a feel for what was going on. You never have 20. It was like coming into a festival, one after another. I'm going to show you a video here. And the thing that I saw happen, when you go to the clinic and you're standing outside the clinic, you can't believe what you're seeing. You just can't believe it, that a car pulls in and a young girl gets out. And as she gets out of that car and she starts walking to the clinic, you all of a sudden understand what she's going to do. You understand, think she ain't going to get her teeth cleaned. She's going to walk in there and she's going to kill her baby. And something begins to come up outside of you. And folks, our guys, see, we had said, listen, don't everybody speak. Not everybody speak at once. Women, you call out to the women, and men, if it's a man, rarely is there a man. You call out to the men, but not too many voices. It's just a bunch of noise. And we started out that way. But I saw the Holy Spirit move on people as they were convicted in the deepest part of their innermost being. And they began to cry out.
The moxie paroxysm
was there, brother. So I want you to show this. I want to show you this little clip here. We had a save. We had at least one. We had at least two cars that came up and pulled into the parking lot and kept on going because we were there. So we could have saved three. We don't know how many we saved. We don't know how many the Lord allowed us to save. What a powerful public witness. So I'm going to try to let this video play, and you'll get the scenario. The girls in the yellow, they're the escorts, the death escorts. They're out there trying to recruit the girls in, going to the car and getting them and walking them in. And then we're like a bunch of honeybees. All of a sudden the car pulls in and there are people running around the car, earnestly contending for life. It's a powerful thing. Go ahead and play that, Jared.
There's another driver. You think it doesn't matter that we're out here? You think it doesn't matter? Huh? You think it doesn't matter? We went over and had a heart-to-heart talk with that black man. Black man, beautiful black man.
Hey, Jared, yeah, forward Jared to about the 3-minute mark. Right there, good.
Being made, you'll never eat sausage again. If you see what goes on in an abortion clinic, you'll never see it. You'll never look at it the same way again. And so what's going on down there? Let me flip it, and I'm going to walk down there. There's people down there. Their hearts are crying.
This is the alley. This is the alley behind the abortion clinic. This is where they pull in and park.
And these people are seeing it for the first time.
Stop, Jared. Folks, listen. I want you to hear this. I will listen and hear the cries from the bellies of our team as something powerful is rising up inside of them. Go ahead.
So I just want to take that private moment with you and let you know that we don't just appeal for the lives of the baby. We offer all kinds of help. The help that the abortion clinic offers is death. We offer life. And I just want you to be able to see this. We got more people showing up all the time. More babies are being...
Wow. Here's my shadow. So I'm walking up now to into the alley where they park their cars.
Okay. Let me hand this. Just keep this thing running, will you?
I'm sorry. Folks, this is raw video. This is a Facebook Live video. Can you roll ahead a little bit, Jared? Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Your life does not matter, Neil.
You will
regret your abortion. Don't listen to
Grandma!
That wicked woman. Don't listen to that witch.
Grandma! That baby can have your daughter's body parts. She can have your smile. She can have your hands. Please, Grandma. Please don't let your daughter do this. Your own wish to go with yours. That will come with an abortion.
Come on.
You wicked security guard.
You grab my
now God's going to make sure that you're safe and secure in hell fire if you don't repent. The blood of the unborn is on your hands too. God does not respect you. God does not respect you.
This isn't scripted, folks. Trust me, this isn't scripted. You're hearing this come out of the innermost parts of these people who have never seen this before. Keep going, Dale. All right, Jared.
Why can't you use your words, sir?
Like you just listened.
Why can't you use your words? Be a man.
Here comes another one.
They're going to kill your baby.
That one kept going, I believe.
She probably works here.
What are you doing, tough guys?
Okay, yeah, listen. That, we can't, you get a feel for it, don't you? You get a feel for it. And I don't want to talk about the save, the baby that we saved. Just because there's just too much to talk about. Because, listen, you don't go to the clinic to save babies. You hope you do. But you go to raise up a standard and lift up Jesus. And so, you know, if we went and we were keeping score and said, golly, 20 got killed, three maybe, that's not, we got to be 20 to three. That's not very good, is it? So hey, you don't coach. Look at it that way. We were testifying to the truth. Yes, Serge?
I just want to say something about the young man that was holding that huge black sign with the bullhorn.
Yes, sir.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Jason. Thank you, Seth.
He was amazing. I mean, I think he's only like maybe 20 years old.
The guy holding that big banner there, folks.
Yeah. He was amazing. Amazing. He's definitely a warrior for Jesus, man. What came out of his mouth all day long, everywhere we went, he was right on point.
Amen. Amen. Mark Trump, come on in here a minute, Mark. Glad to see you join us. Praise the Lord. Mark's truck broke down on the way home. Had to have his wife drive clear into West Virginia and pick him up and drive him back home. And Mark, what's your experience, bud?
Well, it was just an amazing thing, Coach. I tell you, it changed me. As everyone said, it's the children that got to me. The parents forcing their lifestyle decision on their children. And that's who I focused on. I focused on the parents of the children at the gay parade. And, you know, it immediately made the women of the couples most angry, and they would hit my face. And I had water thrown on me. I had a couple who was witnessed to by a couple of our team. And I kind of went down the street a little bit, got my tracks ready. Turns out his wife is a 30-year minister, a pastor. So I'm asking her about her version of Jesus' love. And it made her so mad, she hit me. So I was actually assaulted by a pastor. And it was just an amazing thing. Another lady had her daughter. What I thought was her daughter in this cart. They're all pulling their children along in these carts to parade them around in colors. Yeah, they're all just, is that better, Jared?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're parading their children around like trophies with all these colors, and the children have no idea. They're just waving the flags, and you see exactly what those children are going to be tomorrow. And that's
Mark,
what
you're right, Mark. The parents are forcing this ideology on their children. That's what's going on. Their parents see, folks, listen. I can understand why two men want to get married. I understand. Okay, I get it. I can't understand for the life of me why their brother or their sister or their parents want two men to get married. We've lost our stinking freaking minds.
See, coach, we've been showing David Arthur showed us, and we've been seeing these pictures of these organized events. They put children on stage, and you got some transsexual showing them how to dance and colors and paint and makeup. What we're seeing now is different. It's their parents doing it. Mm. It's not the transsexuals teaching their children this stuff. They've done their job. Now it's the parents doing it. It's the parents calling themselves Christians doing that with their children. That's how far gone it is. You know, and at the mosque, coach, you got that whole horde of Christians, supposed Christians. And they have no idea they're over there in front of a building with the moon symbol on top of it. Mm. The Islam symbol of their moon god, the highest point of their building, which is overruling everyone in the building and the property below, the moon god. And they're over there representing the moon god on the opposite side of the street from Christian.
So there it was, right? Your enemies will be those of your own household. We had pastors out there with their congregations standing in support of Islam. But it's amazing. Yeah, Raj?
You said something yesterday. I think you ought to share a little bit. And I think it was Peter LaBarber, or I forget if that was it. But the problem is we have to attack the church that is giving these people cover.
That's right. The gay church is giving the gay agenda cover. Hang on, Roger. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Let me explain this to people. It's what Pete LaBarber said. See, we go and we wear our shirts, Truth Sounds Like Hate, to those who hate the truth. And we preach the gospel, repentance and turn from your wicked ways. And then across the street from us is another group of Christians. And what do those Christians say? No, 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 no. It's just love, love, love. You can't hate them. We have to love them. And so who are we fighting against? Our real opponent is the homo church, the homo-affirming church, because they look at us. These homo-affirming churches look at us, and they say, well, we're Christians, but you guys are haters. We're real Christians. You guys are haters. And Roger, you're right. It gives the homos cover.
Hey, Coach. Brother, you know, the children, what we see here when we read in Jeremiah 32 talking about offering up their children to the altars of Molech, those children were born children. Brother, we have listened to the disheartening. We kill one-third of the generation through abortion. So now the devil's not satisfied with that. Now we've got parents offering them up on Sodom and Gomorrah. Same altar, just a different glove, brother. We offer them up to the public school. Same devil, just a different glove. We offer them up into youth programs that are nothing more than in social clubs and no biblical training. Another altar to Molech, brother. Look at the numbers. And then the suicide and putting them on all these psychotic drugs. Brother, look what we're doing to our next generation.
Hey, listen, I can feel very, very good. Folks, listen, real quickly, Chad made a video. Hey, Chad, by the way, that other video that you made, I can't find it on YouTube. I believe YouTube is censoring it. I couldn't find it on there, Chad, or I was going to play it today. Hey, folks, real quickly, before I forget it, what you're hearing right now is going to be on Hagman tonight. We get center stage Hagman tonight. We're preparing video. We're going to show the video. We're going to talk about what. So we're going to be preaching to the world tonight. It's going to be awesome. Jared, okay. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, just real quick, Dale and I, we got a chance to walk through this this gay pride while we were at the Mike Pence
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and one of the things that you've been telling us, Satan is organized. Satan is very organized. They have soldiers. The soldiers have jobs. They have hecklers. They have, and while we're walking through this crowd, we were approached by somebody with voter registration cards.
Mm.
So we have people winning votes for issues.
And churches won't even pass petitions.
No, you got 500,000 people on the street in Columbus, miles, hours of people who are going to be voting for these issues. So they could easily turn their focus not on the LGBT, but abortion, on Second Amendment rights, on homeschooling. Whatever issue this demographic begins to go after, they're organized. They have leadership. And I'm sitting there thinking at these events, where are the Christians? How could we make miles of Christians walk down this street representing Jesus? How could we do it?
Think we'd be about fighting it, together over doctrine. We'd be fighting over doctrine, right? They've got us so...
Yeah, it's just depressing because think about what we would have to do to get that many Christians activated on the street. Look at how hard we worked to get 100 people together, Dave.
Yep. Hey, Jared, I just emailed you a video from chat. See if you can pull that up there real quick. Chat put this together very, very quickly, folks. I don't know if we have time to watch all of it. This is chat did this great overview of the homo pride parade. Okay. No, I'm sorry. The homo shame parade. they're proud of what they ought to be ashamed of. Do you understand, folks, that those people up there who are allies in support of the homosexual agenda, do you understand that they are in support of a man's penis going into another man's rectum? Do you understand that? Do you understand what it is they are in support of and have their children carrying flags and waving? What is wrong with us? The lifestyle. Just a lifestyle. Just love whoever you want to love. What?
Jared, can I jump in here real quick, Coach?
Yes.
You know, we made a bunch of signs for this event, and each of them were designed to cut directly to the conscience of the people in the parade, because we knew we couldn't speak to the people in the parade. They're going past and giving us the finger. But the most effective sign we had, and this goes back to the grief we have over the kids that are being dragged into this stuff. The most effective sign we had was, I think it said something like, "Do you think this is appropriate for little children to see?" And the people that were walking past that sign, my wife was holding it, and they were just, you could tell they were just cut to the heart when they saw that. And there were kids in that parade that were old enough to read it for themselves, and they were captivated by it. But they couldn't stand it. Parents couldn't stand it. And one of the sodomites came in and stole it out of my wife's hands and ran off and took it, and so it was gone. But that was the one that was the most powerful.
They got to hide all truth, Rob. They got to hide the truth, brother. They can't have any truth.
Absolutely couldn't take it.
Can't have any truth. Jared, go and play that video real quickly here.
All right. So we've concluded day two here at the All Hands on Deck event.
Jared, for time's sake, move him forward a little bit. Chad, we love you. Love you, brother. Let's get to the action.
My phone, he was using one of the guys bought a bunch of.
Okay, here traveled.
I'll give you a glimpse of what we experienced and the impact that we had. All right, thanks.
I just wanted to thank each and every one of your men that traveled the roads and flew the skies and rode the buses to come to Columbus, Ohio for this
21 state
debauchery of a parade. I thank them because every year Pastor Bill and I are down here with 3-4 guys at the most. But this year we had what? Maybe 100 guys that flew in here, drove in here. And I just want to thank them from one Christian brother to another Christian brother. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And I know if Pastor Bill was here, he would kudo that message because we usually stand pretty much alone. But our brothers came to the rescue this year. We want to thank you and just tell you that the Lord will bless each and every one of you mightily. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thanks, Jeff. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me in case
crazy. I am easy.
All day long. They rang bells, blew horns in our ears all day long. That was her assignment. That was that girl's job.
Get right with God. Stop asking for judgment. Stop.
Preaching, they were doing, this is called jamming. Wherever we were preaching, there were noise makers behind the preachers. This is a Christian preaching to us out. We got a backwards. There you go, Chad. Good job. Hey, folks, listen, we threw a lot of stuff at you today. A lot of stuff. And I think really for a lot of us, it's still ruminating what we saw, what we experienced. Question is now, what now? What do we do from here? The public schools are eating our children alive. They're eating them alive. The heartbreaking, look, what does abortion do? It destroys children. What does the homosexual agenda, who are they after, David Arthur? They're after the children.
That's right.
The church can't even wake up and see what's going on. The children, Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Why don't we contend for them? Contend for the heart and the soul of God's little children, his little image bearers, created in his image. If the church doesn't testify, who's going to? Who's going to do it? God bless you. God bless every one of you that showed up. God bless the miles and miles that you came and the sacrifices you made. Chad's stuck in a hotel right now waiting on his truck to be repaired. Still waiting right now. God bless you, Chad and Michelle and Marty and David and all those. Lord said, don't you bring me anything that didn't cost you something. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.